B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. On top. Going around the NFL right now, there's a lot of jobs open. The Bears hired Ben Johnson. The Jets, Saints, Jags, Raiders, Cowboys, all still open. There's general manager jobs open, the Jets and the Raiders. You know what general manager job is not open?
Ooh.
Dallas.
Yeah, you know, because Jerry owns that. Or he say Steven does, but Jerry runs it.
You feel like Aaron Glenn's getting this Jet? Do you feel like the Aaron Glenn, Lance Newmark thing is happening with the Jets?
Very good possibility.
The fact that Glenn was an all-pro there, I think.
All-pro, he's been doing. I mean, for what they did with all those people missing on defense, was special.
Yeah, I think much like, frankly, Dan Quinn got hired here after, I mean, his last game in Dallas probably the worst one he ever had.
Yeah.
When the Packers hung 50 on him and the Dallas defense was completely manhandled by the Packers in that game. And I think it would have been a mistake.
The offense didn't help very much. They gave up some turnovers.
Right, but it would have been a mistake to judge Quinn on that game rather than the entirety. And I think it'd be a mistake to judge Glenn on giving up 45 to Washington the other night and not the entirety of his tenure. I feel like this Glenn Newmark thing is going to happen. What do you think the best job left is? Because a lot of the conversation was that the Bears was the best job. I'm not sure I agree with it, but now it's not.
Dallas, Raiders. You got Dallas and the Raiders left. You got Jacksonville left. Who else?
Saints.
Las Vegas.
You don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, but if you got some money to spend, then you got a chance.
They have the sixth pick.
Sixth pick. You can move that up a little bit. But I think if I would rather a team where I could roll in and get the people I want than a place where they're going to tell me who I got to take.
Yeah. And I think the Raiders, if you get it right and you have – seems like Brady's going to kind of really be in charge of that. If you get Brady on your side and you know you can trust him and you can kind of move forward that way, you might have something you could build the right way going forward.
Possibility, but, you know, Justice Thomas is a great player. I don't mean he's going to be a great front office guy.
Totally.
But somebody that worked as hard as he did, I don't have a lot of patience with people not putting the same effort in.
Totally.
And I don't know many people in the world that was working as hard as he does.
No.
That could end up being something that they're going to have him back away from a little bit.
Yo, I agree. One thing we haven't really had an opportunity to do, so the only thing it feels like we've gotten real progress on is the Jets' job. Seems like the Saints wanted to move forward with a couple different things in this crazy weather. I mean, this dumping snow in New Orleans, which feels like a sign of the apocalypse, but
if you got all that money the Saints got, they can find a way to get the person in.
They're saying you can't get flights in, but
private.
I can't imagine they're making people fly commercial for head coaching.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. But hell, if it's snowing bad enough, even the private jets don't want to take off.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to push it back a day or whatever. I don't think.
That's what they're saying.
Didn't Dan Quinn fly commercial?
He did. Nicky got his photo at DCA, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Dan Quinn, just a little example here of how
Dan's a little different.
Well, dude, Dan Quinn flew commercial, and Ben Johnson told owners on a jet he was good.
Huh?
Different levels of
Dan is a
self awareness, I would say.
I think Dan he's just real.
Yeah,
I talked to his wife most games.
She was there the other day.
Cool as a cucumber.
Totally agree, man. I think I wanted to run through the games this weekend. We've spent so much time on Commanders Lions that we haven't really talked about how the rest of these games came to pass. I never really thought the Chiefs were losing to the Texans. They didn't. I know there's some bad refereeing. People are upset. I didn't watch a ton of that game, I'll be honest, because I was at Ford Field getting ready for the night game.
You're talking about the 49ers game?
No, the Chiefs-Texans.
I mean, Chiefs,
Yeah.
The thing about it, people want to just say the referees did what? They were penalties that they threw the flags on. Pat went to slide. Both of the guys went to hit him. They hit each other and they fell on him. Hey, that's a penalty. By letter of the law, you cannot hit the guy. Can't touch him if he's sliding.
8-4. Texans, 8 penalties for 82 yards. Chiefs, 4 penalties for 29 yards.
Man, look.
They seem to get some home cooking there, but.
Everybody gets home cooking.
Great teams do.
Except us, for some reason. Everybody normally gets home cooking. But if the penalties. Listen, in Detroit, we grabbed the guy by the shoulder pad and they called the face mask. We won the damn game, though.
On the road.
So let's. Pat is the best quarterback in the league overall right now.
Body
if you're close with him, they're going to throw it.
Overall body of work.
Yeah. But I'm saying, no one thinks that, do they not know that already?
Of the four quarterbacks playing this weekend?
Jaden's playing the best.
Right.
But still, if you go with the whole body of work, Pat got how many Super Bowls? How many MVPs?
3 Super Bowls. I don't know the MVP.
You know, so my thing is, you can't get close to him. You can't, and then if they were like blatantly throwing flags, I would have been like, oh, yeah. They weren't. The last thing you want to do is put the game in the referee's hands.
Sure. We haven't, speaking of MVPs, we haven't really had a chance to talk about the Ravens-Bills game. Baltimore, man, gave that thing away. I think they moved the ball a lot better. I think Buffalo played smarter. The Ravens had 416 total yards in that thing. Buffalo had 273. Mm-hmm. I mean, they outgamed them by 150 yards.
Yeah.
They turned the ball over 3 times. Lamar had 2 bad turnovers in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Andrews had a bad turnover, a bad drop in the second half. I still think it's being misremembered that even if he catches that ball, all that means is a tie game and Josh Allen has 90 seconds to go get a field goal to win it. Mm-hmm. Regardless,
still,
this level
of his caliber, he can't drop that ball there.
I agree with that, but whoever's fault, like I'm not here to play the blame game, right? But the Ravens' playoff woes continue. Do you just keep banging on that door until you break through, or at some point does something change?
Hey, you gotta keep. They're in the playoffs, and they're there. They. What are you gonna go change up and end up better? The coach, quarterback, doubt it.
I don't think so. I'm asking. I don't know that there is a thing that you change, and you just got to be consistent and assume it's going to break through. But it's pretty wild, man. I mean. Harbaugh, this past year, they lose in the divisional round. Last year, they lost. They were the one seed, lost at home in the AFC title game.
Mm-hmm.
Go back 2 years ago, they lost in the wild card. Then there was the year Lamar was hurt. Then they lost in the division round, lost in the division round, lost in the wild card. A lot of those division losses were when they were the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Harbaugh obviously has a Super Bowl ring. John Harbaugh, I'm talking about.
Yep.
His playoff coaching records, even with that, he's now 2 games over 500 in the playoffs. And that's with a Super Bowl ring where he went 4-0. And I am not advocating or suggesting anything. Does Baltimore come back next year? Same everything?
Not same everything. They got to improve. Their D-line did not play consistent the whole year. Their O-line wasn't there. Derrick Henry did a lot for them, but you can always improve what you got up front.
Landfill, what do you make of Baltimore? Are they ever breaking through?
I think they – well, that's tough. The AFC's just got a lot of good players. I mean, a lot of good teams with a lot of good quarterbacks. They're going to have to beat the Chiefs and Mahomes or the Bengals and Burrow or the Bills and Allen anytime they want to get out, and that's just tough. You're probably going to have to beat 2 of those teams. But what's remarkable to me is how the AFC North keeps having these teams. For a long time, it was the Bengals. Now it's kind of the Steelers. And then it's the Ravens, where they have pretty solid regular seasons, and then they just kind of, you know, disappoint in the playoffs every year, year after year.
Yeah. It's it is remarkable what Lamar has accomplished. You know how old he is?
28.
He just turned 28. Mm-hmm. And he's a two-time MVP, probably about to be a three-time MVP. Voting was closed. I actually looked this up. Voting was closed before the Ravens played the Bills. So it's not like that game could have been some, you know, determination of who gets the MVP award. I don't know what I think the right move for the Baltimore organization is to keep it going. Like you've got immensely talented players and a good coach. The right move is to keep it going and think that eventually you break through. Zay Flowers got hurt for them in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Was that a big factor? I don't know. Baltimore has very secure ownership and steady leadership. I would expect them to be pissed and, you know, bummed out and whatever other terms, but I think you keep that going. But Bills Chiefs going to be a hell of an AFC title game.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. I mean, as we continue to go, like, the NFL playoffs are just the absolute best. They're just a monster. Everybody wants to watch them. Everybody wants to talk about them. And frankly, everybody wants to bet on them.